Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, my delegation would like to express its gratitude to you for organizing today's thematic discussion, and I would like to thank the panelists for their informative and analytical presentations. My delegation aligns itself with the statement of the G21 and would like to add remarks in its national capacity. Mr. President, the DPRK remains unchanged in its opposition to arms race in outer space. Outer space is the common heritage of humankind and shall be free for exploration and use for peaceful purpose by all states without discrimination of any kind and contribute to promoting economic and scientific development. Outer space should not be a domain of contest for strategic supremacy. Neither the space technology be used as an instrument to endanger national security or interfere in internal affairs of other countries. However, the increase in number of actors in outer space and the rapid development in space technology have significant impact on space security and environment. Such situation necessitates the urgency of establishing a new multilateral legal framework to prevent more effectively arms race in outer space. Mr. President, Paris has long been one of the core agendas of the CD. The paragraph 80 of the final document of the 10th Special Session of the General Assembly states that in order to prevent an arms race in outer space, further measures should be taken and appropriate international negotiations be held in accordance with the spirit of the Outer Space Treaty. Since there is a growing understanding that the existing international instruments are insufficient to address new challenges in outer space security, it is a matter of vital importance to negotiate a legally binding instrument on Paris. In this context, my delegation welcomes the draft treaty on prevention of the placement of weapons in outer space and of the threat or use of force against outer space objects known as PPWT, jointly submitted by the People's Republic of China and Russian Federation. This initiative would make a positive contribution to prevention of arms race in outer space, and we believe that the proposed text serves a good basis for negotiation in the CD. Mr. President, my delegation strongly rejects absurd accusation made by France against my country. It is an unacceptable provocation and has nothing to do with the topic we are discussing. My delegation strongly urges France to drop its bad habit of exploiting our debate for its self-serving purpose to launch politicized charges against individual states and to spread unfounded allegation. Thank you, Mr. President.